Yeah, morning, boys. I'm excited. I can't wait to get to Mackay, and we've got two unbelievable games of football that are going to take place. But the big story is, like, boys, you've got to hook me up. I'm coming up there Friday, Saturday. They can't get us out of there till 12:50. So, mate, I just want the full royal tour of Mackay, Triple M style.
Oh, you'll get it.
I'm looking forward to it.
We'll stitch up with Mackay Golf Club, go out for the game of golf.
Yeah.
Austral Steakhouse, best steak in town. Quite a few places to eat. So we'll hook you up, mate.
Don't worry about a thing.
What does the town actually, they'd be pretty excited, wouldn't they? You've got two knockout semis, Friday, Saturday night. The first game, Manly and Roosters, is a phenomenal game. That's just going to be an absolute belter. And we also know Parramatta Penrith, the Battle of the West, on Saturday night will be an unbelievable game as well. It should definitely sell out, one would think, from what we're thinking. Like, it obviously, you never get this opportunity. I was in Rockhampton on Sunday, and that was unbelievable. It was a special, special experience to watch 5,200 people sing Country Roads by Johnny Denver at halftime. That was for me. I was like, okay, we're not doing Jump Around or This Is by Darryl Braithwaite. We're doing Country Roads.
You always got to go with the classics, don't you?
They're my people. I related very much
to them. Do you know what? Here, Mackay, you'll get Devil Went Down to Georgia. Like, that's what we'll do halftime.
Copperhead Road.
Copperhead Road is a gimme, absolutely.
I've got to say, there's an absolute buzz in town, though, about this, because we've had big things happen here, like Elton John, your Kisses, all those sort of big performances. And for us, and I know that's not on that scale as in audience attendance-wise, because we've got about 6,000 people here for the games, but it's just a buzz in our town. It's something that we've been looking forward to, because COVID has just been cruel to us, as it has been to a lot of people.
Well, I get it. And that was the big thing that I was talking to the Rockhampton Rugby League, and they were just like, mate, the fact that the hotels were busy, that most people, a lot of people came in on Saturday night. There was a PBR bull ride the night before, and everybody went to the footy the next day. It was a bit of a carnival atmosphere, and it really was. And I just am looking forward to it. I can't wait, guys, to be up there. Obviously, we're going to be it's a big couple of days for Mackay.
Well, it's not only that.
Strap yourselves in. You've got Gordon Tallis coming up there. Gordy's coming a day early. This is dead set, and I'm sharing some insights. So Gordy was on the Rush Hour last night.
Yeah.
He's with Fox over the weekend. Mm. He says to me yesterday, I might just come up Friday night so we can have a drink, eh? So he's coming up Friday and working Saturday night. I mean, like, there's a lot of people. It's a bit of a tour. Like, I mean, we're getting close to the business end of the season. Mm. We're all starting to get a bit lapsy-daisy as well, but look, we can't wait for it. I can't wait for it.
I feel like there's trouble on the way,
look,
honestly.
Mackay, look out. The old brigade are coming back into town. You're not going to see anything like this ever again.
What do you reckon the results will be Friday, Saturday night,
Look, I really think Manly have got to get this done against the Roosters. The Roosters have been good, but Manly will get that done in my eyes. And I think Penrith, we all think Penrith will win. But Parramatta were very brave. I think Penrith will get it. Penrith will get it. So if you're a betting man, Manly with Daly Cherry Evans. He was a Mackay cutter there once in his life, his former life. He'll be back playing in front of your home crowd. I think that's where all the support will go. Even though Mackay traditionally loved the Roosters, they've been going there for a long time. So I'm looking just forward to getting to BB Prince Stadium. That's what I'm looking forward to. That's where, and I just hope, for everybody's sake, that we keep the Zombrero sign up there and they don't have to pull that down like the other day, because the coach's box were made from Zombreros. They're not an official NRL sponsor. It was a little oversight by Mackay Rugby League.
It wasn't.
My good mate Sean McCarthy and Shane Musgrove, they were cheering all the way. I text Musty. I said, Musty, and he's a Serena boy. He goes, that's how we roll up there,
mate. And Musty would know that. He did our footy tips for a long time on this breakfast show. You know exactly how runs.
Marty was like, that's how we roll.
All right, it's going to be a couple of really good games. Dobbo, looking forward to seeing you up in town.
Thanks, mate.
Can't wait, guys.
All right, there you go. Dobbo, they're joining him on the Rush Hour again this afternoon here on Triple M J and Day for Breakfast. Today, heading for tops around 29 degrees.